Good Friday, horse racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and our podcasts are all brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. First post today is at 1 p.m., and let's get you caught up with the claims on Sunday. We start off in the second race, Patron Doro, taken by Keith Cragmile, and Slew's Joy, taken by Mark Glatt. And we round up things in the eighth and ninth race. In the eighth race, we had a claim, and that was Final Storm, taken by Phil D'Amato. And then in Sunday's ninth race, Montana, taken by Bob Hess. Jockey and trainer standings heading into today. We have Juan Hernandez leading the way with 45 winners from 185 mounts, 24%. Flavian Pratt, 38 wins, 142 mounts at 27%. Antonio Frasu, 35 winners, 187 mounts at 19%. Frankie Diatori, 26 winners, 143 mounts at 18%. And Umberto Rispoli with 19 winners, 112 mounts, 17%. Doug O'Neill leads the trainers with 25 wins from 119 starters at 21%. Mark Ladd in second with 21 winners, 78 starters, 27%. Bob Baffert has edged his way into third, 20 winners, 69 starters at 29%. Phil D'Amato, 19 wins, 118 starters at 16%. And Steve Knapp with 16 winners, 90 starters, 18%. And you're all caught up now with the claims and the jockey and trainer standings heading into today. Okay, eight races on the card today. It's a fairly decent card, and we start out things in the first race, which is a mile and an eighth on the turf. This is a maiden special weight event for maidens, fillies, 3 years old, and the rails today, folks, are at 30 feet. And we gave the opener a B-plus rating. It is a nice race here to start off the day. Mile and an eighth on the turf. And your free podcast play of the day comes right here in the first race. And that is Tahini with Umberto Rispoli. 5-2 here on the morning line from George Papa Padromo's barn. The barn's been off to a kind of a slow start by his standards. Five wins, 67 starters. He's hitting at a 7% rate, but he's got this horse ready to rock and roll. March 9th, this horse was seen in the morning going a half mile in 47-2. And last race, Tahini showed much improved zip. Actually opened up, looked like he was home free, got a little bit rubber-legged while getting run by late by Laudatory. But he looks like he's going to be able to handle this group today. So we like the looks of the five-horse Tahini in the opener. And that's your free podcast play of the day brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Turn to the second race. This is a C-minus event. Six furlongs claiming for four-year-olds and upward in for a tag of 10. And this is kind of a grab bag. You've got a 6-5 morning line favorite here, Lansdowne, who is racing in sharp form. I think was just a little bit overmatched last time in the 50K level, but is dropping to 10 today. So leaves a little bit of doubt of as of this gelding's condition. Two back, he was a sharp runner up for the 32 level. So fire sale and the for sale sign is up on Lansdowne, 6-5 morning line favorite. Good luck in the second. It is a tough race. The third race is a C-plus rated race, six furlongs. It's a maiden claiming for maiden fillies, 3 years old, in for a tag of 32. Your free podcast play of the day is coming here in the third race. I don't know if we mentioned it, but we will again. C-plus rated in the third. Club Ribbon breaks from the rail, 6-1 with Abdul Alzgador. We Do It Live, 2-1 with Kyle Frey. Winning Luck 10-1 with Gonzalez. Creative Quality 8-5 with Tiago Pereira. Ava's Party 15-1 with La Preta. And Nancy Griffith 5-2 with Giovanni Frankel. We took a pass on Club Ribbon, and this Daughter of Clubhouse Ride is removing the blinkers this afternoon off of a very dismal maiden debut in his last race. She was bet. She went off at just under 7-1, and despite the fact that she was wide throughout, six wide on both turns, or rather on the turn, was a 6-furlong race. Really didn't raise a gallop after that. Now you could make a case for her. Obviously improving, and you know, with a decent break from the rail, which she's going to need, and not getting a wide trip, she figures to improve a little bit. But we took a pass on her. She's 6-1 here, and we want to see a decent race from her first. That last race was ugly. Despite the wide trip, we will do it live as our second horse here. Jeff Bondi, Kyle Frey teaming up here. They do well together. And this Daughter of the Factor was flattered by Bella Apak, who came back and won her next start. And We'll Do It Live stumbled at the break and was third best, beaten just under 6 lengths. Prior to that, she was the runner-up when she got run off her feet by She's My Niece. Last two efforts have been okay. She's got improving numbers, and we think she'll give a good account of herself. We used her here as our second horse. Winning Luck 10-1, George Papabedroma. We talked about him a little bit earlier on the card. We took a pass on this horse. Blue collar type works. Nothing jumps off the page here. This horse figures to improve with racing, and the barn of George Papabedroma hits at about 4% with first-time starters. So this horse figures to need a couple of races before we see her best. Creative Quality is your 8-5 morning line favorite. We used this Daughter of Lord Nelson as our third horse. She's taken off the blinkers, taken a significant class drop for maiden special weight to the 32K level, and she's also coming off of a freshening. So kind of some question marks in here. She really showed nothing in her Santa Anita debut. Her maiden debut was at Golden Gate, where she was dispatched at 8-1 and ran a decent fourth, beaten just under 2 lengths in an 8-horse field. A lot of question marks here with a horse that figures to go off favorite, so we passed on her and used her as our third horse. Interestingly enough, however, when you look at her last race, she was beat one, checked in 10th, beaten by 26¾ lengths. But look at the race that she came out of. Kizna was the winner of that race. So there are a couple things to like about her, but she's going to have to improve an awful lot, even on the class drop, I think, to win this. Eva's Party, we passed on her. This is Hector Palma's other horse in here. He also saddles the rail. Club Ribbon, and we took a pass on her. We haven't really seen much from her yet. The horse that we used on top, Nancy Griffith, 5-2, Giovanni Frankel, taking a drop in class a notch, and this horse also was flattered when Bella Apak came back and won her next start. Broke slow and was wide, and with the race under her belt, she figures to take a step forward here, and she gets the cozy outside post going 6 furlongs. So how do we see the third race? We use Nancy Griffith on top. We'll Do It Live as our second horse, and Creative Quality rounds out our top three. And that's your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Turn to the fourth race. This is 6.5 on the grass, claiming for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward, which have never won 2 races. Non-winners of 2 in for a 32K tag, and the rail is at 30 feet. We gave this a B- rating, and our pick 6 single comes here in the fourth race. And if you'd like in on that, You can visit our website and sign up for our paid selections at horseracing-selections.com. The fifth race, 5.5 furlongs maiden claiming event. This is for state-restricted cowbred or cow-sired maidens. Fillies 3 years old in for a tag of 50, and we gave this a B rating. We've got a couple of first-time starters in here, four to be exact. Ace Ace Baby, Perfect in Gray, Fancy Fascinator, and Spicy Ride drawn on the outside. And this is certainly a very competitive race in the fifth race. The sixth race, a mile on the turf, an allowance optional claimer. This is for cowbred or cow-sired fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward, and they are in for a tag for 20. Again, the turf racing today rails are at 30 feet, and we gave this a B-minus rating, and another wide-open race here in the sixth. Turn to the seventh. This is a good race. Actually, it's a maiden special weight event, 6 furlongs. Cowbred or cow-sired maidens, three-year-olds. This could be your, the feature race of the day with maiden special weight. But this is a solid field and going to be headed here by Known Idea at 8-5, the morning line favorite. John Sadler, Hector Barrios. This horse figures to be very tough to beat here in the seventh race. We gave this, again, a solid B-plus rating. Blinkers and on for special club, and also blinkers on drive for show. And we wrap up things in the eighth race, and this is a mile on the turf starter allowance for four-year-olds and upward, and rails again, folks, at 30 feet. Our best bet of the day comes right here in the eighth race, and a very competitive race to wrap up. What is actually a decent Friday card. So we just hope we get some prices along the way. And favorites are winning an awful lot out there right now. And, of course, one of our main objectives is with our selections is we look for a little bit of value when possible. And it's just been tough out there right now. We're clicking along. We've got a pretty good record with the Santa Anita meet right now. But folks, these 380, 320 horses are no bueno. So hopefully we'll get some decent prices today. That's the way we looked at the card. We took that approach for Friday. All right, that's going to do it for us on the 15th of March on this Friday. Card first post again at 1 o'clock. Folks, there are no carryovers today, and we hope that you have a great day of wagering. If you need help, you can always check us out at horseracing-selections.com. Until Saturday, this is Eddie the Hat. Have a great rest of your day.